And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Highland track runner Sarah Burton. Sarah, congrats, and thanks for joining me here today.
Of course.
Sarah, it's been a good couple days for you and your team. We go back to Monday night. You didn't have to go far for the meet. It was at Lone Tree. And you were a part of three first-place finishes. The team placed second overall. Before we dive into the events, Sarah, take me back to Monday. How was that for you and your teammates to experience a big night like that?
It was definitely exciting, considering our previous track meets. We had bigger schools there, so it was kind of harder for us to get more points because they have more people. But this was definitely exciting because they were smaller schools and we were up on the leaderboard as a team.
Mm-hmm. And some of those meets you were talking about, you know, Washington, you were there last week, a lot of the bigger schools. You know, despite maybe the standings didn't go as planned in those meets, how do you think that helps you to go up against those bigger schools in really good competition?
I definitely think it pushes us because, like, when you're last in the race, it pushes you because you see someone in front of you, you run faster, you want to go get them.
Now let's talk about Monday. You were part of three first place finishes. You're first in the 100 meter dash, part of the 4x2, and also a first in the long jump as well. Let's start in the field event. Long jump, you jumped a 15-2. What'd you think of that leap, and what'd you think of that event on Monday?
Going into it, I didn't know what to expect. Before, I've had good jumps. I'm just not very consistent with them. But always exciting, winning or getting first or second in your field events. And long jump is definitely something that I just jumped into this year. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't done it before, but I enjoy it a lot.
Cool. Well, you said this is your first year. How's the progression for you of, you know, counting out your steps and, you know, making sure that you don't scratch? How do you think you've improved since day one in that event?
Definitely improved by having a consistent running pace and not, like, slowing down on, like, my first run through and then scratching by, like, 3 inches over.
You're also first in the 100-meter dash. That's an exciting event. You clocked in at 13:93. What'd you think of your run there?
I didn't realize that I was running it until, like, 3 seconds before, so I think my adrenaline was just kicking in and everything. I ran with another girl on our team that's pretty fast too, and I think before that we just gave each other a high five, said, okay, let's go do this, let's run fast, get this over with, because we were so nervous for it, like, we didn't even want to run it.
Mm-hmm. 4x2 first as well. How do you think the handoffs were between you and your teammates?
Our handoffs have definitely gotten so much better from the beginning of the year. We cut down, like, I think 4-5 seconds off of it just because of our handoffs, because they're smooth, they're at a good pace, they're, like, almost perfect.
We're talking with Sarah Burton of Highland, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Sarah, do you have a favorite event?
4x1 or 4x2.
Okay. Short and nice and exciting. I can see that for sure. You know, you are a freshman, and last year, of course, there was no season. So you have to go back to middle school in seventh grade. How was that jump for you from middle school to high school this year, and how do you think you have been able to handle that big jump?
My teammates have definitely been very welcoming, unlike our drills, like our running drills and everything that we do at practice. They've, like, well explained it. They push us every day along with our coach. Seventh grade year, I ran 400s. Absolutely hated them. This year, I'm running sprints, and I'm more than happy with it.
Hey, I don't blame you for that. That's for sure. You know, since you weren't able to have a season last year, how's it feel just to finally get back on the track?
It feels good. After a track meet, after a practice, you feel so accomplished with yourself. It just feels good.
What's a big goal for maybe you individually and the team the rest of the way?
We have a goal. I know our relays are 4x1 and 4x2. We want to cut down some more seconds just to possibly make it to Drake. I mean, we talked about it Monday night after our races, be like, hey, we could do this better. We could, like, just come off the blocks faster, cut down some seconds.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you enjoy most about the sport of track?
I enjoy just being with, like, everyone. I enjoy Ms. Strobel. She's an amazing coach. She's so fun. She always pushes you, but I also enjoy, like, being around different people. A lot of my friends didn't go out for track this year, but I get to meet new friends, new people at the track meets. It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. Last question before I let you go here, Sarah. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Before a race, we always stretching out. We always run a few laps before just to get our blood going, especially when it's cold. You want to make sure that you don't pull anything. And we work on handoffs, do a lot of stretching to make sure we don't pull a muscle.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, Sarah, congrats on the fantastic week, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Burton, a freshman on this year's Highland Girls track team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll close things out next on the PM Sports page. You're listening to AM at FM KCII.